You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let us begin with the top news from industry. LinkedIn has become the next tech company to go for job cuts, as the social media network said that it would cut 716 jobs as demand wavers and will also be shutting down its China-focused job application, said a Reuters report citing an email by LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky to its employees. In the letter to LinkedIn employees, Ryan Roslansky said that the move was aimed at streamlining the company's operations. LinkedIn has 20,000 employees currently. The job cuts will impact employees in the sales, operations and support teams. Roslansky said, quote, "With the market and customer demand fluctuating more and to serve emerging and growth markets more effectively, we are expanding the use of vendors," unquote. The employees affected by the layoff would be eligible to apply for these newly created job roles. The social media platform makes money through ad sales and also through subscription charges to recruiting and sales professionals who use the network to find prospects. In a news related to economy, the Commerce Ministry's arm, DGTR, has recommended imposition of anti-dumping duty on imports of a certain type of optical fibers from China, Korea and Indonesia to protect the domestic industry from cheap inbound shipments. The Directorate General of Trade Remedies has recommended the duty after conducting an investigation on the dumped imports of dispersion unshifted single-mode optical fiber from these countries. The product is mainly applied to high data rate, long distance and access network transportation. Birla Furukawa Fiber Optics Private Limited, on behalf of the domestic industry, has asked for initiation of an anti-dumping investigation on this product coming from these countries. The applicant had alleged that material injury is being caused to the domestic industry due to the dumped imports and has requested for the imposition of the duties. The directorate in its findings has concluded that the domestic industry has suffered material injury due to the dumped imports. The presence of dumped imports in the Indian market forced the applicant to sell the product at prices below its cost of sales. Let us talk about money. Investing up to Rs 1.5 lakhs in a 5-year tax saver fixed deposit scheme qualifies for deduction under Section 80C of the Income Tax Act. In recent months, many banks have hiked their interest rates for fixed deposits of different tenors. For senior citizens and others who do not make any other tax-saving investments like SCSS, NSC, PPF, EPF or ELSS, Tax Saver FD can be helpful. As of today, most of the banks are offering around 7-8% interest on Tax Saver fixed deposits of 5 years to senior citizens and 6.5-7.6% interest to general citizens. Suryodhay Small Finance Bank is offering 9.6% interest on a 5-year tax-saving FD to senior citizens, which is more than 2% higher than what is being offered by top banks like HDFC Bank and State Bank of India. Banks that are offering over 8% interest on a 5-year tax-saver fixed deposits to senior citizens include DCB Bank, Suryodhay Small Finance Bank, Unity Small Finance Bank, Utkarsh Small Finance Bank and Fincare Small Finance Bank. Following are the interest rates offered by different banks on Tax Saver FD according to Bank Bazaar. Moving on to aviation, Air India has given more time to pilots to accept the revised compensation structure, which has been opposed by two pilot unions according to a source. The decision to provide more time to pilots who are yet to sign the new contracts also comes days after Air India organized a town hall meeting with many pilots to discuss their concerns. The source said the airline has given time till the end of this week for signing the new contracts, apparently due to requests from people who had not earlier accepted the revised compensation structure. There was no comment from Air India on extending the deadline. Initially, the deadline for accepting the new contracts had ended on April 30th. The move to extend the deadline also comes at a time when crisis hit Go First has stopped flying and its future remains uncertain, a scenario that has also resulted in many of the budget carriers' pilots seeking job opportunities elsewhere. Lastly, benchmark indices paired early gains and ended Tuesday's session flat. The NSE Nifty 50 closed at 18,265.95, and BSE Sensex settled at 61,761.33. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty fell 85.85 points or 0.2% to 43,198.15. Nifty PSU Bank tanked 113.3 points or 2.75% to 4,001.8, while Nifty IT jumped 204.55 points or 0.73% to 28,125.5. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Divis Lab, IndusInd Bank, Coal India, TCS and Axis Bank, while the losers were UPL, ITC, SBIN, Bajaj Finance and JSW Steel. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.